Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 118 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, it goes without saying that improving your game is not an instantaneous event or a short process by any means. The learning curve is typically steep, resulting in many starts and stops, ups and downs. Something that is easily and often overlooked when going through the process of improving your game is the importance of knowing at all times where you are at on your path to mastering a particular shot or skill. Being keenly aware of this is essential, as it can have a significant impact on everything from your shot selection and other key decision-making situations in a match to how you go about your practice and training, and ultimately how your game improvement progresses. For example, for many players these days, developing a forehand weapon is usually at or near the top of their tennis wish list. And that's understandable, given the current era we are in of power tennis, where the ability to make that first strike can provide your game with a very nice edge. Now, the challenge for most recreational and club players is this: turning your forehand into a legitimate offensive weapon requires a combination of physical and intellectual skills. You don't just add water and voila, instant forehand weapon. For starters, it entails recognition of your opponent's shots, spins, and court position. Or put in broader terms, it's the recognition of opportunity. You also need a fairly high level of physical and athletic ability, good footwork, preparation, and stroke mechanics, to name a few. One of the common mistakes I see recreational players make when they are in the process of learning a new skill is the tendency to go all out trying to execute the skill without first having a clear understanding of what to do, and more importantly, a clear understanding of what they are realistically ready and or not ready to try at that particular point in their learning process. And folks, I'm all for players having a healthy sense of initiative and fearlessness when it comes to trying new things and learning new skills. However, trying to execute a new skill without being equipped to do so can lead to poor technique and bad habits, mentally and physically, consequently making your journey to learning that skill even more daunting. Now, there are many popular theories and descriptions about the process or stages of learning a new skill. For me, I've always viewed learning a new skill as a five-stage process, and I try to keep things simple and easily relatable, so I usually talk about the learning process in the context of some of the typical thoughts and emotions one experiences during the various stages of learning that skill. In the first stage, there is typically an overwhelming sense of helplessness, of being completely lost. And again, that's understandable. It's at this earliest stage when you do not know what you're doing, correctly or incorrectly. For example, your shots are hit and miss and you really don't know why. You know, the feeling of helplessness is usually accompanied by anxiety and sometimes even outright fear of trying that shot or executing that particular skill. The second stage is when you have some idea of what you're doing but cannot execute consistently. Frustration is typically associated with this stage. Ironically, there are many folks who would actually prefer to not know what they are doing than to know and continually come up short on the execution. I guess they probably find that to be less frustrating. The third stage of learning is when you have a solid grasp of what you're doing and can execute it most of the time. In this stage, there is typically a healthy sense of hope and optimism as you are able to execute more often than not as you strive for greater consistency. The fourth stage is when you know what you're doing and you're able to execute consistently, even if execution is mechanical in nature. In this stage, hope and optimism are accompanied by a high degree of confidence as the execution is reliable. The fifth and final stage of learning a new skill is mastery of that skill. This is when executing the shot or skill becomes second nature, instinctive, and not requiring much of any conscious thought as to the specific mechanics of that skill. Or, as I like to say, it's the stage at which you own that skill. In this stage, you tend to be very calm and void of anxiety when executing that skill. For many club and recreational players, getting some facets of their game to that fourth stage is already an impressive achievement. Many of the regulars you come across at your local park and tennis club are typically wedged between the third and fourth stages with some parts of their game. And of course, there are always those handful of players who are able to get a part or two of their game, for example, a forehand or serve, to that fifth stage. Folks, it goes without saying, it's challenging to learn new skills. It's typically a bumpy road, starting from neophyte level to getting to mastery or at least to an advanced skill level. And as I've talked about in previous podcasts, the learning curve for improvement is never a straight line upwards and to the right. The typical learning curve has its healthy share of oscillations or peaks and valleys. The bottom line, learning a new skill takes time. It's certainly a process where it behooves you to be keenly aware of where your progress is at all times. The last thing you want is to end up impeding your own progress by doing something that compromises your ability to learn and execute that skill. So always know where you're at on your learning curve. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.